I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, June 21. Coming up, Ministry of Education to embark on several development projects for new academic year, government to strengthen prison rehabilitation system, and Jamaica to access climate change mitigation fund. The details after the break.
Residents of Black River and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 25, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 25, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information will be embarking on a number of infrastructural development projects for the 2016-2017 academic year. Over $38 million have been allocated for infrastructure work to be carried out at 24 early childhood and primary schools. The government will also spend over $218 million for the upgrade of 16 secondary institutions.
In addition, 27 primary schools will benefit from the installation of partition wall, and $20 million has been allocated towards that initiative.
Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. Additionally, 13 primary schools will benefit under the Early Childhood Revitalization Project at a cost of $16.8 million. Jamaica is preparing to tap into the $10.3 billion US support funding available for climate change adaptation and mitigation projects under the Green Climate Fund. The country is joining 200 other developing states in formulating viable proposals to access financing through the facility. Principal Director in the Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Albert Daly, says the money will, among other things, assist with training and public awareness.
We have submitted a proposal to the GCF for what is called readiness financing, which is financing to help us to put in place the system and the procedures to enable us to access funding. Training, publicity, public awareness, setting up the work program, and we're hoping to get word from the GCF before the end of the month.
The proposal for readiness financing amounts to $300,000. Mr. Daly says the final proposals are expected to be submitted early next year. The Climate Change Division is hosting a series of workshops to address climate finance from June 20 to 24 at Hotel Four Seasons in New Kingston. The workshops are intended to increase knowledge about and access to international climate finance. The government is strengthening the prison rehabilitation program in order to reduce reoffending and equip inmates with skills to reenter society. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says focus is being placed on improving literacy, preparing inmates for external examinations, engaging them in farming and other work, and providing training in conflict resolution.
We are insisting that those who are able must work. We are insisting that they also engage in a program of conflict resolution. We must learn to talk it out, not fight it out.
Minister Montague was addressing a security and ethics conference in Kingston recently. He says rehabilitation of inmates is critical in the fight against crime. Minister Montague says with the resources of the security forces, leadership at the national and community levels, as well as the support of citizens, the desired results can be achieved. And the Ministry of Transport and Mining is reporting 175 deaths in 172 days due to motor vehicle crashes on the island's roadways. Director of Public Relations and Communications in the Ministry, Vando Palmer, says Westmoreland, St. Catherine and St. Andrew accounted for 42% of the overall fatalities.
We are looking at the parishes of Westmoreland that so far is leading in terms of fatal crashes, St. Catherine North, St. Andrew South, St. Anne, Trelawney, and St. James. These are the parishes where we are experiencing very high levels of road fatalities arising from crashes. So the attention is definitely going to be placed in these areas.
Mr. Palmer says among the most vulnerable road users are children and males 20 to 29 years. 11 children and 48 males aged 20 to 29 years have died from traffic crashes since the start of 2016. Mr. Palmer says in spite of the slight increase in road deaths when compared to last year, there has been a 7% decrease in the number of fatal crashes. He says the constant presence of the police, transport authority, and island traffic authority on the roads is creating a positive impact. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.